says, we can't stand that color, we're going to have another one. And they had to call in a painting crew, professional painting crew, and paint all night for a couple of nights to get that changed to satisfy a Jezebel spirit.
Wow, they didn't even meet or anything and discuss this and have a vote?
Well,
I mean, the church board or whoever it was,
well,
they
the
just
people
took
that had the greater voice in the board who were married to
money.
The Jezebels. Not necessarily in this church. It was just the one that were the most vocal.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
I
could tell you lots of stories about that, and it could happen in business. We're not doing business this way. That's the wrong way to do it.
Yeah, it's very demanding. It
very
is
demanding.
Very
wants
demanding.
Wants its own way. Oh. And I like one point here that we made to you is very important, and that's that your opinion doesn't count with a Jezebel spirit.
That's right. No other ideas or plans are considered.
Forget you.
It really doesn't.
I know you have a vote, but I got all the votes.
And I'll tell
I'm
you.
I'm going to control this thing.
If it doesn't work out on their behalf, self-pity. I'll tell you, self-pity just kind of goes along with this Jezebel spirit in kind of like a little caboose on a train. It just comes in with all this self-pity and victim mentality, and you almost feel sorry for it. Remember that guy that says, well, about Satan? Well, don't you feel sorry? How did that story go?
Oh, I had
go?
A guy after a meeting one time say to me, and I suspect he had one of these backgrounds, of a church background, where Satan supposedly is Jesus' brother. Well, that's a cult, C-U-L-T, folks. Comes out of Utah. Got it? You figure that out? Anyway, he came up to me after a meeting. I was talking about binding the devil and putting him in his place and not letting him rule your life. He came up and he said, aren't you pretty hard on the devil? I looked at that guy and I said, give me a break. What are you talking about? He came to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right. That's right. There is nothing good. And that's why this Jezebel, there is nothing good in this spirit. Nothing. And we need to love this person that it is operating in. And we need to get this person free. I mean, this is the utmost goal or focus when we're...
And that person truly is a victim.
When we're ministering. That's right. So before we pray here, I just want to go over Revelation 2:20 one more time to the church of Thyatira. I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and she teaches and leads my bondservants astray, so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent, but she does not want to repent of her immorality.
And Revelation 2:29 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Father God, today we want to hear your message about this demonic spirit and how it can be taken care of in our churches, in our businesses, in our family. Forgive us for capitulating and allowing those spirits to operate in our midst that have caused so much destruction. Destruction of marriages, destruction of families, destruction of businesses, destruction in the absolute, the absolute destruction of churches and church bodies. Father God, we just say in the name of Jesus that you're giving us enlightenment here. We're going to go to the Scripture and find out what the Word of God says, and we're going to bring that spirit to his knees and cast it out of our churches, out of our families, out of our business, and set those people free,
hallelujah.
Father God, that have been deceived to allow this spirit to stay. And we thank you, Father, that Jesus is Lord. He is bigger than this spirit. Jesus, you died and you defeated Satan, and this is only a spirit that comes from the devil. No matter how many masks it wears, no matter how deceptive and covert it is, no matter how aggressive it is, we're going to stand up to that thing and see it taken out. Father God, to see that thing bound and cast out, because you gave us authority in Luke 10:19 to go after this. You said, I have given you authority over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. But, Father, the truth is, many of us have been injured by this spirit, the Jezebel spirit. So help us to have the courage, the word level. Lord God, if we have to fast and pray, we're going to do that. But we're going to confront that thing and no longer let it do great damage in our midst.
Amen.
In the powerful name of Jesus, Lord, we cover this teaching with the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the word of God. Barbara and I have given this message in agreement, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, our address is Darren in Denver, box 37367, Denver, Colorado, zip 80237, and we'd certainly like to stand with you in prayer. God bless you.